Hey everyone, just a reminder that this section is really important. The last section that you just looked at, the calculating the weighted average cost of capital, you're going to need that for when you're doing MPVs, when you're doing the final bit. But often linked to an MPV question is, right, okay, you've done an MPV, you've worked out the cost of capital, but now talk to me about the theories of why cost of debt is more than or is less than cost of equity and vice versa, and just the theories behind them. And everything that's in this section is all you need to know to put it into the exam. Particularly concentrate on the traditional theory and the M&M, okay? However, you know, you do need to know a little bit of everything, but what I'm trying to say in this part is, look, please don't just skip over this because there's no numbers involved. Take it away, revise it, keep coming back, learn the basics, because trust me, it comes up a lot.